Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today is Psychic Dale Shapir. Are you there, Dale?
Yes. Hi, everybody, as well.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Barbara.
Dale, I wanted to ask you, you were talking the other day about the election. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, you and I were talking about it just off the cuff, and I think I'm not a world predictor. I'm more of a one-on-one predictor. And excuse me, folks, I do have a sinus cold, so if I cough or if I sneeze, please forgive me, but it doesn't affect my ability. What I feel, what part of it do you want me to look at?
Well, let's start off with the basics. Who's going to win?
Well, as far as who's going to be president or what's going to happen that way?
Yes.
Okay, my gut feeling is if Trump runs, which he more than likely will, or no illness takes effect or anything bad, he will win. This is not a personal opinion. This is not me voting for him. This is just what I see, that he will win if he does run under all circumstances. Now, there's a lot of people out there that might hate me, but it's just don't shoot the messenger. It's just what I see. Got that?
Now,
right, yes. Wait, I want to ask her, Dale, did you say that if he runs again, he will win?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yep. Well, here's the weird thing. 4 years, wow. I mean, I'm 10 years, over eight years ago, when I was in Hawaii, I predicted that Obama would win the presidency. And every radio show looked at me like I was out of my mind. Because no one knew him. But living in Hawaii, I knew all about Obama and him being governor. And I had that special look. And I said, he's going to be president. And they all thought I was nuts. And sure, he became president.
It did happen. And you saw that. And you know what else I saw on your YouTube? You do have a great record. I saw on your YouTube when you were on many TV shows talking about the O.J. Simpson case, and you were right about that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I was called into that. I was working for a hard copy with Doug Bruckner for 2 years and doing little things with them. And one day I saw in Hawaii this white car running down the freeway, and all the chutzpah about it. I have no idea what it was about. And I called Doug Bruckner. I said, what's up with this OJ thing? He said, I'm not into football. I'm not a football fan or anything. And he says, you tell me. I said, what? I don't even like orange juice. So I said, what is about that? What is it? And they said, well, he committed a crime. And my producers want you to help us to see what's real and what isn't real. And I said, okay. See, I don't go after high-profile cases. It comes to me. I mean, I don't do it on purpose. It just happens. You understand? Hello?
Yes. Yes, I do understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's somewhat of a, like a magnet, like a force where they come to you. You don't have to go seek them.
They seek me. Everyone in Hawaii. They went after me to check on things. Anyway, on the OJ case, I worked on it, and I looked at TV, and I saw Nicole Brown Simpson's mom, and I'm saying, she's psychic. That woman is psychic. And I said to Doug Bruckner, I really want to meet with her. He goes, well, I doubt if that'll happen. I said, I don't. So they got a hold of her and told her I wanted to see her. So I went to the family's house, and I spoke with them, and sure enough, she was psychic, and I told her my findings of what I felt. I don't want to speak too much of it because the guy's alive and around, but it's written, a lot of the stuff I've said, And I was dressed in the clothing of Nicole Simpson Brown, and I went to the Bundy Drive condo with her sister, and it took me 3 hours to walk through the door because it was so, the feeling was just so overwhelming. And then when I got in, I was dressed in her clothes and sat on the floor and held her stuff with psychometry. And so I was telling her sister, Dominique, I believe, what happened, how it happened, and the whole bit. And that's how I got involved with that. And I was involved with that case for about 2 years. And in fact, I was so accurate that the district attorney wanted my tape because she said she couldn't believe how accurate I was and how I would know all the things I would know. And so I'm being vague about it because if you want to read about it, I have it in my book, The Psychic Within, you know, but, or one of those books that I've written. So I just didn't want to go into too much detail because when there's somebody around that is alive and can go after you, I really don't want to go into it that much.
Oh, I understand that for sure, especially with what they've been charged with. So, Dale, I'm glad you brought up your book, but you have many books you've written. Can you tell us what they are and where we can find them?
Sure. You find them through me. I did have a publisher, but he retired. And on my website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com, I've written 5 books that were published. One is called Dare to Be Different. That's an autobiography. The other one is The Psychic Within. That's about my work life. The other book is Believe. That's a more or less a fable, but it's how to help yourself when you get into situations that are hurting you and how to get out of them and how to believe in yourself all over again. And
like a self-help.
Huh?
Okay. Like a self-help book?
More or less, you know. But they're actually true stories, but I've changed names. And each one is a story and a chapter, and it teaches you how to, for the homeless or whatever, on how to get out of the situation. And at the end of the book, you're supposed to pass it on and give it to somebody in need. And that's what Believe is about. Then I wrote a book called An Angel Over the Airwaves. It's about a love-addicted codependent angel, and it takes place on a radio show, and it has murder, intrigue, and everything in it. It's kind of fun, okay? And then that's kind of like a little novel. And then I wrote Tarot for the Beginner, How to Read the Cards for the Beginner, which has been real famous, and I got to get it back on Amazon, but I'm not sure how to do it because my publisher retired, but I've been busy, so I haven't had the time, but that's the one book that sells and sells and sells and sells. And then I also did a collage of photography in Hawaii called Aloha Hawaii, and it's called The Richard Effect, and it's about a 91-year-old man that I take care of sometimes, and he became my best friend, and I more or less talked about Richard on how much he helped me in my life, and I showed pictures of all the waves in Hawaii and what they meant. So that's a collage of my books, and they're very inexpensive. You can get them through me only right now, and that's Dale Shear, www.daleshear.com.
Wow, Dale, that's no small feat, writing a book, and you've written 5. That's really amazing.
Well, actually, the Hawaii book, I think it's, I don't know what it's, but I want to write more, but it's just there's other things I want to do, like work with you guys, you know, and radio and all that stuff. I miss it. You know, I miss radio.
Yeah, we need a lot of great people doing it.
Johnny, are you there?
I'm here.
Right, Johnny?
Yeah, it can be very relaxing. It can be very relaxing and very uplifting.
Yes. And you're very good at it. You're good at it. You make somebody feel at home. That's what's so nice. And Barbara, she's beyond reproach. I mean, I've never instantly liked somebody in my whole life, and you are it. You're my new best friend, Barbara.
Wow. Thanks, Dale. That's sweet. Because sometimes people take one thing
too,
and I hate her.
What? Pardon me?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, that's nice to hear. And I like that when I get a kindred spirit that I connect with as well. And I feel the same way about you.
Isn't that wild? When is your birthday, out of curiosity?
August 21st.
Oh, you're on the cusp of Leo and what's the other one?
The Virgo. Leo and Virgo.
Wow. Well, Leos are just out there. They just like all the attention in the world, and they love to help people, and they love to be in the spotlight, and they love to have fun. And then you must struggle with your Virgo that has to have everything perfect. You know, everything.
I know.
Like, you know, right on to the point of ridiculous. And I'm not an astrologer. It's just, you know, just the generality of the signs. But I have
right. It is. The Virgo in me, I have to have everything in its place and very organized. And if I don't have it that way, I don't do as well.
Right. You get upset. And I'm kind of like the mate to your sign because I'm Pisces, and that's the fish. And we swim in different directions all the time. And we're extremely psychic. I've had five houses of psychic ability within, you know, my chart, and Pisces, and then I'm Aries, which is the fire. So my fire puts out, my water puts out my fire all the time because I could be fiery. But Aries is a go-getter.
Go-getter. It's so interesting, all of that. But what I just find so much more interesting is people with psychic ability like yourself. This, I think, is so special. And I always get so excited when we talk to a psychic because it's just a whole other world. It's a world that most people cannot get in tune to, but you are, and you always are in tune to it. And you're one of those, I remember you were on the show before, nothing really affects you. Like you can, your ability is pretty much right there for you to use any time. Like nothing, like you said, you had a sinus cold. Well, that's not going to hurt
nothing,
it.
In fact, it increases my ability.
Really?
So I don't know why, but and the other thing that increases my ability is being on water. So if I go on a boat, and I didn't know that. I have to tell you a funny story. I didn't know that I was on a cruise ship out in Miami with my husband. It was Hawaii. And I did some readings. That was my job. And I met the captain, and I told him he had little notes in his pocket and all kinds of things, which he pulled out. But, see, I spare no expense. I mean, I tell things like it is. I'm called the last psychic that you want to talk to because I'll tell you the truth. A lot of people, you know, a lot of psychics, they fluff things up so they get more readings. Well, I don't do that. I just tell you like it is and move on. Well, I had told this lady that her husband was having an affair, and he was sitting right next to her. And he opted and admitted it. Well, needless to say, that was the last time I ended up on the boat. All I can say is when I'm on the water, it increases.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe because you're a Pisces, and that's connected with water.
What's on it?
Johnny, does she have a caller? Does Dale have a caller?
Yes, she does. She does.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Now, all right. Now I'm going to put area code 216 on.
Hello.
Hi, 216. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever spoken with her. Hi, Dale. Do you need my date of birth?
No. I'm not an astrologer. I just kind of see that.
Okay.
For fun.
Oh, well, I'm so a Virgo. That's why I was laughing.
I want to know, what city are you in? Where do you live?
I live in Westlake, Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. The state. You're facing some dramatic changes that are in your life. I mean, you're a very happy-go-lucky person, and you help a lot of people. That's stuff that you do. Like, if somebody asked you, would you work on this and help us, you would do it. I mean, you just help because there's, I don't know, you just do it. You know, most people don't, but you do it. And there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be coming up, including documentaries, films, and movies, and television, in connection with helping people and what you do. So I want to say stay with it. It's an important factor within your life. Now, what do you want to know?
I want to know if you see me. I've been interviewing for a job. I've been out of work now for 9 weeks, and I was wondering if you feel me getting an offer. I've had quite a few interviews.
Okay, we don't want to be that big. So what type of work do you do?
I'm in, like, accounting, finance, banking, investment.
Okay. You'll be working within a month or less, but you have to go out there and don't feel degraded by what happened before, or you don't like the people or whatever. Just go out there knowing.
You're so right. You're so right. Go on.
Just go out there knowing that you know your stuff, and what you're going to do is very important. And it's a good thing, and you will get a job pretty much right away. Of course, nowadays they're applying online. Everything's crazy, you know?
Oh, you can't even talk to them. But I truly believe that, you know, you can say what you say about Trump, but I know I don't personally like him. Actually, you shouldn't talk about politics.
It's not my
own
personal opinion. Trust me.
I know, but employment's up. The stock market's stable.
Right.
People are getting better. So he has done some stuff for the economy.
He's got a lot of good things.
I know. And he's such a jerk. My dad was telling me that.
You know, you're right. Right on all behalf. And he is, what I like is he has done, my own personal opinion, he's done a lot of good things to help us.
Sure.
And then you're right.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Do we want that? Can we continue with that as long as he doesn't start a war? I'm happy with it.
Yes. But anyhow, I didn't mean to go off, but anyhow, you do feel me getting a job will be in a month because I have a couple interviews next week. I have at least two a week. One of them didn't take. It was 35 miles
get
away.
You're going to get two or three interviews, and you're going to have to
What's
choose.
That?
And you're going to get two or three different ones, and you're going to have to choose what you want. And I'd suggest if you want – I do private consultations. Barbara, can I give out my number, Johnny? Is that okay?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
You're right at.
Just fine.
If you need me for, and I don't charge much, if you need me for a private consultation, and don't call now because I'm on the line, but it's a Hawaiian number because I live in both places. 808-372-1816.
Wonderful. And you said the job is coming within a month, and it's going to be the same field? Same field?
Yes. And you'll have your choice of where you want to work and what you want to do. So don't even worry about it. I mean, you know, there's so many jobs out there. It's ridiculous. I didn't even know it until I started checking out.
There, but I'm not 20 years old yet. I'm not 20 years old anymore. I know. It's a good point.
You know, all I can say is, don't worry about age. Now times have turned. And in the tech field, you have to worry about age. But not in the fact of, normal
good
accounting
point.
And stuff like that. They want experience. So we have two or three different pay grades. You know, you have your techies and then regular jobs and all kinds of things. So
wonderful.
Don't feel bad about that.
Thank you for the phone number. What time is it in Hawaii? Aren't you guys, I think you're
actually,
5.
Actually, right now, I'm in Lake Tahoe. So it's 5:20 here.
Okay. I think Hawaii is 5 hours. Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much for answering my question. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Jonathan, for having me on the air.
Thank you.
Johnny is so great. Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
you know.
Yeah, I recognized her voice.
Are you up with something else, yeah. Honey, or are we okay?
Well, what I was going to say is that, you know, I was going to make some comments on this call. I mean, that's really great that she seems to click with you well, Dale.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm real happy about that.
I mean, what do you think, Barbara?
Well, I think it's always so wonderful when I hear that somebody's going to come into some good fortune. And when they receive good news like that, because I remember her. And she's been really searching for the right job. And it is hard when you have these things planted in your mind, like, well, I'm not 22 anymore. You know what? And when you said, it doesn't matter. Believe that. You know, believe it, because it is true. People want the right person for the job these days. Right, Dale?
Yeah, they do. You know what? In Nevada, they're so desperate for people. It's ludicrous. They'll take an ant. I mean, anything, you know? I mean, they're taking homeless people off the street and putting them in McDonald's, and I'm not kidding you here. It's just like, it's desperate. Trump has opened up to the point of tons of jobs all over the place, you know, for America. The only problem is Americans don't want to work. So they're trying to, there's jobs all over. It's ridiculous.
That is a big problem. You know what? I do think that he has done a lot for the economy as well. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, when he puts his foot in his mouth, I'm like, oh, why did you have to say that? Why did you have to, you know? And it's just like, oh, he's doing a good job.
It's not the foot and mouth syndrome. It's a Twitter.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
But you know what? He has got to give him credit with credit to do. Everything he said he was going to do, he has done.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where other presidents have said, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, the one that cracked me up is that Tom guy, Tom Sayer, whatever his name is. I can never remember the name. The face is just a blank. But all he does is knock Trump down. But he doesn't say what he's going to do. And
right.
One you've got to really worry about is the one from Hawaii, Kamala, you know.
Oh, yeah?
A snake. You got to be careful of her. I mean, you know her in Hawaii.
Actually,
like,
I think you're getting confused with Tulsi Gabbard. She's from Hawaii.
That's it. Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh.
You got it. Sorry. Thank you, Johnny. Woo, that's a big one. Yes.
So she's a snake.
Oh yeah, in Hawaii too. She goes with all these foreign powers and makes friends with them without any president giving her permission. It's all kind of weird.
Wow,
and
you were right there where she is. You've been watching her.
Hold on, excuse me. That was a sneeze. Okay, go on. Do we have any more colleagues at this time?
Yes, we do. Area code 208 is on the air.
Okay.
208, you're on high. You're live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm from Wyoming.
Oh, from Wyoming. Wow, what a beautiful country, sweetheart. How old are you?
Oh, it is, but oh my gosh, there's so much snow.
Well, yeah, you chose to live in there. Yeah, it is very, very snowy there, but it's beautiful. How old are you?
I just turned 30 last month.
Okay, because I picked up your baby. But for a 30-year-old, you have gone through a lot of tests and a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and relationships. Is that in the past or is that happening now?
I guess you'd say a mix. The now is I'm trying to get on disability. I was in a car accident about almost 4 years ago, and it's caused some issues that caused me to have to try to get on disability.
Okay, I got that. The way to do it is you have to hire an attorney, and you'll get on.
I have
that. Okay, as long as you have an attorney, it can take, I hate to say this because I have friends that go on it, from 1 to 3 years, but, you know, it's just, if you get the right attorney, they'll get you on right away. And do I see you getting on? I do get, see you getting on right away because you are messed up. You know, it really kind of messed you up and your back hurts, your legs hurt, everything hurts, you know. So do you have to have any surgery?
They don't want to do surgery because of my age, especially because I have a lot of messed up stuff in my back and my neck. And once they tend to do surgery, the vertebrae above and below take extra stress. And then you have to have surgery on those. So eventually, generally, your entire spine becomes fused.
But you are totally right to try not to do that. You know, as much as the pain is, if you can try, you know, just, you know, physical therapy, you know, going in one of the warm pools, and like I do that 4 days a week, swim, that will help you tremendously. Way tremendously.
Yes, I am excited about hopefully getting somewhere that I can swim. I want to actually move somewhere warmer because cold doesn't do well for people who are, you know, generally have ailments.
But there's not too many warm places, I mean, you know, left. I mean, Florida, where Johnny is. Is it warm there, Johnny?
It's pretty warm, yeah. Not right now.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, but Hawaii, and Hawaii is way too expensive. Hawaii is out the... An average one-bedroom apartment in Hawaii is $2,500 to $3,500. One bedroom, 500 square feet. It's like
that's so small.
There's one of the highest states to live in the nation, and to get a gallon of milk or half a gallon of milk is like $7. I mean, it's like I don't know how I did it all these years, you know. But people are moving out in record rates, and then only the rich are coming in, and the techies are coming in. It's very expensive, and the locals are really getting hurt by this because they have to work 2, 3, and 4 jobs just to survive, you know, a $2,500 a month payment on their house, and it's really sad.
Mm.
I mean, 100 years from now, they're going to wonder why did the Hawaiians end up in Las Vegas, and it's because of the economy. So that, you know, it's sad.
Wow.
But where were we on you? I'm sorry. Okay, you're going to be all right. It's just going to take a while and a lot of really determination mentally to get yourself feeling better.
I've been working on it. I've actually been trying to get on disability for about 2 years, so I'm hoping that comes through soon.
It will. It will. But you got to call your attorney and bug him and lay on it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm actually...
Don't you have some money coming through out of this mess? Because I see money.
Well, I'm hoping that when I get disability, I'll get all my back disability.
You will.
So that'll be nice. But until then, I've been without a job for about 2 years. So I've had to rely on my mom's kindness.
Well, she's been kind, but you'll pay her back someday. You'll be all right. You're young, sweetie. You have a lot of stamina, so you'll be okay.
Thank you.
And don't feel bad. You know, I have a lot of people.
Well, it kind of worked out really well because she's also disabled from an accident when I was like 2 years old. So I've been kind of taking care of her essentially my whole life. And then when she had cancer, I took care of her and all this kind of stuff. So it kind of evens out.
You know, they do pay for being a caregiver.
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's great.
If she has Medicare, or does she?
She does.
She can call, you guys can call Medicare and find out what she qualifies for, you know, as far as a caregiver. And also, is there anybody in the family that's a vet or was a vet?
No. Not that
I
know
of. But call Medicare. You can get money for because you are caregiving her.
That's good to know. I'll have to check that out. Just as long as it doesn't affect, like, me getting on disability, then...
Right. Well, you
that's the only concern I would have.
Yeah. Talk to your attorney. I'm not an attorney. But, you know, I think this year are going to be way better for you. And just hang in there and it'll be okay.
I'm excited. That's good to hear. Things have been a little rough. The question that I actually had was I have had dreams recently about, he's actually a celebrity and I'm not like the stalkerish type or anything like that. I'm just really curious if I'm going to get the chance to meet Shane West, because I've had a lot of dreams about him lately, and that's kind of not normal for me.
Who is he? I'm sorry. I don't know who he is.
Have you ever seen the movie A Walk to Remember?
No.
Oh, you have to see it. It's amazing.
Where is it on Netflix?
I'm not sure. I actually don't have Netflix. It might be. But it's one of those kind of, I guess you'd say, like classic love stories, like The Notebook, that kind of a...
Oh, I love that. Okay. A Walk to Remember. I got to put that in my file.
I'm just looking that up right now. Wow. So you're dreaming about this guy.
Is it on Netflix, Barb? Where is it?
Well, okay. I haven't gotten that far yet on where. You can watch it on YouTube for $3.99. That's as far as I've gotten.
That's a lot.
Yeah. When you guys continue your talk, and then I'll start looking more. I'll put my glasses on.
That would help.
But he's very gorgeous. And you're lucky that you've had these dreams that you can actually remember.
Well, yeah. I do that too. Let me give you an idea what a telepathic dream is and a regular dream so you can understand. A telepathic dream is when you dream about someone, somewhere, sometime, or an event that happens over and over and over in your dream for about a week or so, that is sure to come true, okay? That means you are seeing or tapping into the future, and that means that you are seeing that. So the chances, from what you're saying, sounds almost telepathic, the chances of you meeting up with him or knowing somebody that knows him is probably very high, okay? And a non-telepathic dream is you dream about him once in a while, here and there, and then, you know, goes nowhere, that type of thing. Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Have I answered that?
Well, it's been going on for more than a week. It's been about a month.
Okay, then.
It's just odd.
Or it could mean something's going to happen to that person. That's what
I hope not.
that's what it could mean. I give you an idea. I had a dream when I was younger about the Achilles Laurel. And I kept dreaming about this ship, and I was on it, and I couldn't get off, freaking out for a whole week, not knowing what it meant. And then a week later, it was on TV, and the Achilles Laurel was captured by the Palestinian Liberation Organization in the 80s. I said, oh, that's what I was dreaming about. But 10 years later, I met up with my cousin in New Jersey, because that's where I'm from originally, and he told me that he mentioned the Achilles Laurel, and did I know about it? And I said, no. And then he explained the guy that was killed and thrown overboard was my second cousin.
Oh, wow.
So when dreams happen repetitively, they mean something. Got it?
Yeah, it's just kind of odd because it's not something like, I guess you'd say, like an event happening. It's kind of odd and it's kind of embarrassing because it would be like us being in a relationship, which I find, like I said,
sexual.
Odd because I'm not like obsessed. Oh, not sexual, but you know, like going out on dates stuff like that. And it's so odd.
We'll just let it play out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Thank you very much. And if you
thank
need
you.
Me in the future, it's 808-372-1816 Nevada time. Okay? Pacific.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. That was amazing, and I'm really, really glad to hear people get good news and everything.
That's right.
I just wanted to say something.
I mean, out of two callers so far, it was good, but who knows? Sometimes it's not going to be
never
good.
Know.
Gail says it like it is. I know that about her.
Right. Well, Dale, I just wanted to let you know, you officially have broken the record of having the most callers waiting to talk. So
wow.
I just wanted to let you know that. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put the next
one on,
which is area code 203.
Hi, area code 203. You are on live with Psychic Del Shear. What is your name?
Hi, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi, Daryl.
Hi, how you doing? I have where are you from, Susie?
Connecticut.
Okay. Everybody's from, like, weird places, all over. Nobody's from my neck of the woods. I even let my Hawaii people know I was going to be on. Anyway, who passed away not too long ago is my question to you.
I'm wondering if you're seeing someone that's going to pass soon. No one has passed recently.
Well, who's sick or ill?
Yeah. Yeah, you're
who's
right about that. Yeah.
Who's sick or ill, sweetie? Who is that?
It's a brother-in-law.
Okay. Well, I don't like to talk about death, so we'll just let that be and let God take over. That's what I look at there. But I was picking up you thinking about that a lot every so often, and it kind of bothers you, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it, so let that go. Okay?
Oh, I'm thinking about it. I'm sorry, your voice is very muffled, so it's a little hard to hear. You said I'm thinking about it?
You might have been thinking about it every so often.
Absolutely. I was thinking today about it.
And I was picking that up. When people think that, then I get that. I see you doing something really weird. I mean, I'm going to just throw this out. I mean, I see a train, and I see a hot air balloon. Now, is that in the past, or is that something you want to do?
Did you say train, T-R-A-I-N?
Yes.
I love trains because of my grandfather, and hot air balloons, no, I absolutely would never, never, never get up in one.
Well, it may not be you, but it may be someone close to you, but there's one hoovering over your head.
Okay.
Okay, what's with the trains?
Well, my grandfather was the only one that if it wasn't for my grandparents and our cleaning lady, I'd probably be a criminal.
Oh, God. But your dad passed on?
Yeah, everyone's passed.
Okay, and I'm getting that from him. Was there an F or F like Sam or R in his name?
S or R, no. You're getting the train from my grandfather? That makes sense.
Yes, but what was his name?
Lauren, L-O-R-E-N. And I wrote a poem about...
There is an R in the name, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hard to hear. So sorry.
Wait. Okay, I don't know why you can't hear me. Okay. I'm getting that from him because he's giving me a visitation. There was a birthday or an anniversary or something that needs to be acknowledged. Are you aware of it?
I've never kept anything in my head as far as my family members, so I don't know.
Do you have a birthday upcoming?
No.
Okay. You don't know anybody near you that has that birthday?
I have a new granddaughter that will have a birthday end of March.
There we go. Okay. Had to be acknowledged. And they're saying hi to that. And they love the child and everything's good. And he loved his trains a lot. That's what I'm getting. I don't know why we're there. But what do you need to know?
I've been, someone today pulled the tarot death card for me, and that's completely apt. I'm going through something that is so big, it's like the universe reaching down and orchestrating this for me. I understand it, but it's been extremely, extremely difficult for months and years, and I just want it to stop and for 2020 to be a better year on all levels. Everything has been...
Well, I don't think it's anything I can go through on the phone in a short period of time. If you feel you want to call me about it and we discuss it, you certainly are welcome to do so. There is a fee for me, but it's not much. And it's 808-372- 1816. What that is a very long involved thing, and it would take up too much time.
Or can I ask you about, you know, finances this year?
Sure.
Okay.
It's getting better. It was growing slowly, you know, but getting better. And you are about to embark on something new that will bring in more money.
Okay, I need to do that. I've got some big bills coming up for my dog, probably. And there's just no funds for it, so it's going to have to be charged, and I'm just, you know, there's no way to sort of recoup
How old is the dog? I'm a pet lover. How old is the dog?
He's 11.
I just went through with my dog, 11 and a half, and had to put my dog down, a German Shepherd, because the vet bills were saying that it was cancer and all kinds of things, and I knew in my heart and soul that no matter how much money I put into it, she wouldn't be fixed. They only live to be 12 or 13, so it depends. If you have a little dog, what kind of dog do you have?
He's a coonhound mix. I've rescued coonhounds for about 30 years.
So how long do they live?
This is the only one whose birthday I know. I'm guessing my other ones lived around 12 or maybe a little more.
Okay.
I feel like he's stuck.
And my point is, you really need to weigh the fact if you want to do the operation and then him up and die, or, you know, if you just need to let go and let God and just do whatever you need to do. You need to weigh it.
Yeah, I know. I think he's basically pretty healthy other than what's going on.
Then if that be the case, then go do the operation and hope for the best.
Yeah. So financially, do you think I'm going to be able to sort of quickly pay off these bills and start saving money
again?
Not
quickly, but you will. And you should negotiate with the vet a little bit more because he'll come down in price.
I'm sorry? Negotiate?
You should negotiate with the vet. He'll come down in price.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hang in there, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
It's always good to hear from a regular, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Pat is a regular.
Johnny, I feel like what she's going through is too long to discuss on air, and some of it is quite private.
You are so right about that, Dale, because I do know Pat from her calling in a lot and then being friends on Facebook, and she has been working a lot on herself, and I think that she will call you because she is really, she wants to do everything she can to get cleared up and move forward. She was saying that she has a kind of a block that makes her stop living. I remember this so clearly. She's like, it has stopped me from being the person I want to be. And you know what?
You
she's
know,
a perfect candidate to call you up and, like, continue the work. Because, you guys, you're only going to get a tiny, small little 5-10 minute window here. You can't change your life. I mean, you might hear some wonderful revelations that Dale can give you, but you got to put the work in. And so here she is. So call her. Do you mind if I tell them your phone number so they can write, jot this down?
Well, we are getting a lot of calls. Huh?
Oh, you
yeah.
are? Okay. So Dale Sheard, DALESCHEAR, 808-372-1816. You're so confident, Dale. You're like, yeah, give my phone number out on air. Nobody ever does that. I love that. That's amazing,
well,
isn't
I've
it, Johnny?
Done it my whole life because I've worked on radio for 25 years, and that's the only way we get paid, you know? You give your phone number out.
Well, yeah. It's not like somebody's going to come and attack you through your phone line.
Okay. Are we ready for the next caller?
Paranoid.
Okay, we had another caller?
Yes, area code 775.
Oh, that's 775.
You
Oh, really? 775? Wow, you are on live with Psychic Gail Scheer. What is your name?
Hi, Gail. Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Well, hi, Wendy.
Oh, Gail, I've been so sick. As you know, I had a broken back years ago. And on the 15th day of this month, I could barely walk, and I've been in terrible pain. And there's an issue going on with my doctor. I asked her, because I knew it would take a while for me to be able to work in the call center for medical insurance. And I asked to be off to the end of February. And then at first her assistant said it was approved. Then they said it wasn't. And then they said it was. And I talked to her today, and she got mad at me. And she said she never approved that. So I have an appointment with her this coming Wednesday, Dale, at 3:40. And she was very, very, very...
Wait, Wendy, Wendy. What is the appointment for?
It's to discuss, she'll approve me off through Wednesday, and maybe she might approve me off through February the 5th.
What do you mean approve you off? What do you mean? Hello?
I'm sorry, did you say she would?
No. What do you mean she'll approve you off?
Oh, off work. Because okay. I'm in so much pain.
Okay. Do you have an attorney at all?
No. I don't have a whole lot of money, and I am shocked that she would behave this way towards me, because Dale, there's tons of MRIs and CT scans, and how dare she?
Okay, wait. I'm not an attorney. Okay, so is it one of the casinos? You don't have to mention which one, but is it one of the casinos?
Okay. I apologize, Dale. I didn't quite hear you, but I'm working in Sacramento now in a call center.
Okay, is it one of the casinos? Wendy, hello?
Oh, I'm not sure you're asking. I'm so sorry, Dale. I apologize.
I'm asking you a question. Is it one of the casinos where she works?
What is...
Where are you going?
I think it's my cell phone. It's not you, Dale. It's
okay.
My cell phone.
Where,
I'm so sorry.
Where are you going to meet this woman to talk to her?
Oh, I'm sorry. In Sacramento, in Fair Oaks at Kaiser. I have an appointment.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. It's simple.
And she's a little Asian lady.
Okay, would you just listen to me for a moment?
Yes.
You have all your x-rays and all that stuff. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. She's got all the information at hand.
No,
she
I didn't
have
ask you that. That's not what I'm asking you. Do you have the x-rays and all that stuff? Do you have your own x-rays?
Well, my employer will approve me through ADA as long as my doctor
says
so.
Okay, I'm not asking that. Look, Wendy, I can't talk to you on air. You're not hearing me. You have my number. I put it out. Call me. You know, but all I'm telling you, you're not hearing me, and I'm asking you if you have proof of all your medical issues.
Oh, yes, I have tons and tons of proof.
Can you bring it in to her?
Yes, I'm sure I could.
Okay, that's what I would do, and say, if you do not approve this, I have no choice but either to sue or to let the media know what's happening with you, and also get the name of her supervisor. I would ask for the name of her supervisor.
Okay.
And then you watch. She'll give you a days off.
Okay. All
okay.
Right. And Dale, I do want to tell you that I love you very dearly, like a sister.
Thank you.
I really do. And
thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was nice.
Okay.
The,
okay.
What?
No, that's good, because I think that when you ask
a direct question, that's the information that you need to read them and to stay firm on that, because that's what you needed. You needed to know that.
I'm calling you as my agent. I swear to God. I mean, you psychically know all the more specific you are. It's the way I work. I don't know how anybody else works. But the more specific you are, the more specific I'll be.
Yes. Otherwise, I feel like, personally, my mind just starts wandering, and it's not focusing. It's a direct question, needs a direct answer, and then you would be able to help. So
that's right.
I mean, yeah, she's a sweet lady, but we just wanted the direct answer. That's it. And so, but
she's a real sweetheart,
person.
And they're walking all over her all the time.
Yeah.
She's only asking for a day and a half off, and they're just like, Kaisers playing games, you know, come on, you know.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, I don't even want to go there.
Well,
all right.
Who's next, Johnny?
Our next caller,
who's next?
Is 856.
856, you're on the air live with Psychic Girl here. What's your name?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, that's my neck of the woods. What part of Jersey are you?
Down by Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill, yeah. My cousin lived in Philly. He just passed away 2 days ago. My favorite cousin in the whole world. So how's things in Jersey?
I've been here for a number of years. Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Okay, what do we need to know?
So I currently am a contractor, and I'm working on a contract that I really want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they had extended me until March.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also buying a home, a townhome.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things going on. So I don't want to have a gap in employment. So
okay,
I
you're
had,
right. Stop.
I was giving you
what
the
direct detail. You've got to stay with your job till you get approved for your condominium. Did you already get approved?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, totally.
Yes.
And when do you move in?
Well, the sellers are in the process of agreeing to it. The paperwork's gone through, all that. It's a fixer-upper. So I'm going to be getting it fixed up probably within the next few months. And
I see. But you,
what?
When do you own it? Another question. When do you technically own it?
I will own it the end of April.
Then you do not quit your job till you own it, if you want this property. Because when you change jobs, they
well,
look
I
at
already
that.
Talked. I talked to the mortgage broker about it. My situation. And she's fine because I've been doing the same line of work for the last 27 years. She said as long as there's no gap in employment. So actually my question, believe it or not, is I have an interview. I had an interview for another contract.
I know what your question is, which is are you going to get another job in the same area, in the same field really quick? Correct?
Right. And I have another.
And yes, you are.
Yes,
you are. And it's a matter of weeks or less. And it's just applying. And you have all the requirements, and there's no problem whatsoever.
Okay. So the job that I interviewed for the other day,
mm-hmm.
I think that went well over the phone with the woman. And her name's Maureen. I would be reporting to her. But then I got a call from the recruiter saying that the vendor that I would be also working with wants to interview me on Monday over the phone. And then
I'm
going in Friday.
Did you hear me earlier? There's like a million jobs out there. You're going to have your pickings, okay? So do the one that you want that's going to fit you the best, and you will get it.
Oh, okay. So what are you picking up, though, about this one? Are you getting a bad vibe about it, though?
No. What I picked up is this, how I work is I don't know the name of the company that you're going to work for. All I know is that you're going to get a job right away. So choose which one you want and you will get it.
Choose which one I want. Okay. All right. That sounds like I'm going to have more other than just this one. It sounds like I'm going to have other opportunities.
You're going to have two or three.
Okay. Oh, great. All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Did you apply for more than one?
Oh, yes, I have been. Yeah.
Okay, well, there might be more than two or three, but they're all going to get back to you.
Oh, good. Good.
What do you want? You're going to be working real soon.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, I
sounds like
she
just needs, yeah, you know what, Dale? It sounds like she just needs to trust herself. I felt in her voice when you said there's more than one, like she doesn't want that. She just wants it to be handed to her so she feels like, okay, well, this must be it. The universe is handing me one. Well, sometimes it hands you more than one, and you have to then trust your own instincts and your higher power and get in touch with those, the higher power within you, to be able to trust yourself, you know, and not rely on just anybody else and everybody else all the time. And that takes work. That takes work. And you know what? Can you help them get to that point to trust themselves?
Well, let me say something. Johnny? Hello?
Johnny?
I'm right here.
I love this girl. What she's doing, I have never had done before, and I love it. I'll do a reading, and then she adds to the reading and puts in more of an input so that they understand. This is wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Dale.
Are you seeing it?
Oh, you mean Barbara commenting after your readings, talking about the readings afterwards? Yeah, we do that because it sort of, otherwise, there would be no need for Barbara to be here. Just, you know, I mean, or us to be here. It'd be, so it's sort of us taking part in helping you out.
Well,
that's
Johnny,
wonderful.
She was saying that she likes the insight. I mean, anybody could comment, but she likes my insight, Johnny.
Okay, same thing. We'll sort of, okay.
Thanks, Gail. I feel it.
All right.
Really, we work well together. We should do this on TV.
I think
so.
So
are you ready? I think we're about out of time, but
it depends, Johnny. Our show is an hour normally, but when we have callers, it takes more time. So I'm going to leave it up to Dale if she wants to do a 90-minute show for
more.
One.
No, not 90,
okay, a few more.
I mean,
it's up to you.
Let's take a few more. Okay.
Okay, let's take a few more. Okay, let's see here. 917, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name
Where
is
you
Crystal.
From?
You are live with Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear. What is your name?
My name is Crystal, calling from New York City.
Hello, Crystal from New York.
Hi.
How's the weather up there?
Oh, it's nice. No, very nice today. Very nice.
How's the Broadway shows? I really want to get up that way again.
Well, they're still going. Right.
Anyway, you're young.
I'm 34 next month.
That's a baby. Okay. And are you driving yet, or are you just kind of going by cab around New York?
Well, I actually drive, and so, of course, I do take the subway.
Yeah, okay. And who's the guy that you're interested in?
His name is Anthony.
Okay. And he's really nice. And are you starting a relationship with him already?
Yeah, we've actually been dating for over a year now, just over a year.
And what do you want to know about him?
You know, we've had our ups and downs. But, you know, like, do you see this going for marriage potential, or is just...
Yes, if you want it, but you can't put up with a lot of his shit. Excuse me, I'm not allowed to say that.
Right.
You can't put up with a lot of his stuff. I mean, he's a nice guy when he wants to be,
mm-hmm.
and when he wants something. And then there's the other part of him that, well, he could be a jerk, okay? And excuse
right.
my language. I'm sorry. You know,
yeah.
but he's a good guy. But, you know, at 24, dear, there's going to be a lot more
34.
Opportunities. Huh?
I'm 34 and he's 41. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. He's going to be set in his ways. And it can be a very good relationship if you want it. The age has no bearing on anything. In fact, everyone I know that's married to older people for longer periods of time seem to work out real well.
Okay.
But it's going to be up to you. You're young, and you got a
mm-hmm.
whole life ahead of you and lots to do, so just tread lightly.
Okay. Give it more time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And what do you do for a living?
Well, I actually just started with a real estate company just last week. So I did the schooling and I got my license. So
great.
I'm just ready to start. Thank
okay.
you.
You're going to do well.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, you have to have confidence. You're going to do well. You're with a pretty
uh-huh.
good company, and it's going to be fine.
Okay.
Property sells like crazy in New York.
Yes, and it can be very tedious. You know, 1 minute it's available, the next minute it's not.
Oh yeah, but that's it's everywhere. It's everywhere. People are outbidding like crazy everywhere you go.
Right. Okay.
So don't let you just have to get on top of it very quickly, and you need
mm-hmm.
to have somebody handle all the paperwork for you. You know, and then you'll be fine.
Okay, great. Right. That's what I really wanted to know because I was a big concern.
Well, not to be. You're just starting out. And what company
mm-hmm.
is it?
Coldwell Banker.
Hold on. That's a good one. And just
okay.
Have someone help you in the office that does paperwork, or if need be, hire someone to do your paperwork for you, and things will go a lot smoother.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate
okay, thank
it. Thank
you, darling.
Okay, good. Have a good night.
Barbara, I'm surprised. What's your feeling on the coronavirus?
I am concerned because when I hear Washington State and my mom lives there and they're going to Hawaii soon and she has a lung disease I just found out about, which is very serious. I said, Mom, wear your mask, please. Wear two masks.
Yeah.
I don't want
I worry
anything
about
happening
Hawaii.
To my mom. Yeah.
I worry about Hawaii because a lot of people from China went to Hawaii. So, but
yeah.
I guess checking everything, you know, doing what they can. You know, this is one that is concerning me. But I just heard on TV in Nevada, we had nothing to worry about at this point, and it was fine, and the chances of getting it is like the chances of getting the flu. That's what I just heard, so I don't know. Now they're plastering.
Well, that's a big chance. I mean, getting a flu,
yeah.
Everybody gets the flu.
I don't.
Well, okay. Dale, when you said that you had a sinus cold, it did pop into my mind. It did, because I hear the news every morning, and I was concerned about you, but when you said...
No, I'm getting better.
Okay.
It's the sinus because my other guy I take care of had it. And he went to the doctor, so I'm using his nasal spray, and it's actually helping a lot.
Okay, good. Well, you sound perfectly fine, so I'm glad it's getting better. But it is concerning, especially when there's death. And
yeah.
We just hope that everybody's taking precautions, and please do, and protect yourself. And we hope that our states are doing whatever they can to remedy
this situation.
I
hope you, in the near future, are reading on you and some of your playmates, ladies, and have some fun with that and enjoy it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, they love it. They would love it. Thank you. Yes. We're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yes. And, okay, Johnny, is there any more?
Yes, there is. Area code 646.
Oh, 646, you're on live with Psychic Gail here. You are online.
This is a lot. Okay. Yeah, 646.
Well, you're holding the record for so many callers waiting for you. This is amazing. Okay. But you are premier. What is your name, caller?
If you promote, they will call. If you build it, they will call. Okay, and who is it?
We did.
Hi, Dale. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
And where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Everybody's from New York. Okay. Love it, love it, love it. I got to get used to it. I got to get back in that area so I know what's going on. How can I help?
So I got accepted to Murdoch University in Australia, which is Perth, Australia. And I'm trying to get funds to pay for tuition this semester. I got to go. I have to go. I would need to complete my animal science vet work. So
okay, let me stop there. Do you know what's going on in Australia at this point?
Yeah, on the eastern part of Australia, yes, there's fires, and yes, but I'll be on
okay,
the west side of Australia.
Would that affect the sides you're going to be on?
No, I'm in the west.
Okay, it's good to know, because I was going to say it's going to be devastation throughout the whole country. And you can go, and it's fine for you, and you'll graduate in flying colors.
No, but I'm having difficulty finding money for tuition this semester. So I had to I've been denied twice for loans subsidized grants. So
just keep trying. So what? Twice. I mean, that's nothing. When you go 10 times, then, you know, maybe then you should worry. Keep going for it. Or have someone professionally who writes the grants do it for you. And I know people that do that.
What do you mean?
Well, there are people that can write for grants specifically, and they know the wording, and they know what to say, and they know the people.
Oh, I see. So you're basically saying go ahead, search for more grants, and get somebody to write it.
You got it. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Okay, but I've been able to get half of my tuition because I checked out of my cryptocurrency, and the other half I'm hoping that my income tax. You know, once I do my income tax, maybe I'll get the other half. And then from there on, try to submit as many grants as I can and my duration for that semester. So
okay,
to pay for next semester.
Got to put you on hold 1 second.
Sure.
You there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. See, have you come?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. Hello?
It's okay. Yes, I'm here.
That
yes.
was a call from my doctor to get me some nasal congestion, and I didn't want to let that go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So where were you at?
So I was, I cashed out my cryptocurrency. I'm waiting for the income tax to come in so I could pay for the other half for this semester.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done my income tax yet. I'm just hoping it pays for the other half. So at least I'm already going. I'm already there.
Okay,
in Australia.
All I can tell you is I don't need all that information. You're going. You are there. You'll get all the money. Don't worry about it. You can also have somebody write for the tuition. Don't take two people as no as a perfect answer. When you get to 10, let me know. So keep going. All right, you're there.
Just keep going. Just keep looking and looking and looking and getting funds. I did a GoFundMe page.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I only got
$370.
Hey, but I'm so grateful. I started crying.
That's more than you had before. It's sweet. Okay?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You have a
thank
great
you.
Trip.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I like that, Dale, that you tell her to stay persistent because sometimes we don't know. I mean, okay, I've tried. Well, nothing's happening. Maybe I should talk to Dale and see if I'm on the right track. She's on the right track. You determine that and keep trying. So then she doesn't think that her efforts are going to just be futile. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
She just needs to put a little more effort into it
and
just keep on
She has plan A and she has plan B. And both are good, but I prefer her to get the grant money rather than use her own money. But she can end up doing it. She'll be fine. Okay, I think
good.
I'm getting busy and a little bit tired. So
okay.
Let me get my phone number and stuff to get hold of me out again.
Do,
I'll do that for you.
I'll
do that shout
you,
out for
sorry.
You, Dale.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Can
what?
We do one more caller? Can we do one more
yes,
call?
I
this
will.
Person
okay.
is a friend of me.
Okay. One more.
Okay, but wait. Let
person
me get my
is a
phone
friend
number.
Of
me. 80, let me get my phone number first. 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816. And that's in Nevada. And also www.dalehear.com.
Okay.
Great.
And I'll put this last person on, okay?
Okay.
Rachel.
Caller.
You there?
Caller, you are
I
live.
I am. Hello.
You're live here with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you very much. Hi, my name's Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Where are you
Hi,
from,
Dale.
Rachel? Hi,
I'm
where
from
you
Phoenix.
From?
Well,
Phoenix.
I live in
oh.
Phoenix. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm originally from Minnesota, but I've lived in Phoenix for 40 years, and it's nice and warm here. So for your other caller that wanted somewhere warm to go, this is the place.
How warm?
It's in the 60s right now during the day and in the 40s at night. And, of course, in the summer, it's blazing. So
I know. It's not, that's not bad. In Nevada here, we're at 40 to 50s and then 30s you know, during the day. So we're not bad. Anyway.
Right. You're in Tahoe, right?
Yes. How can I help you?
Well, you are the one that predicted my dad's plane crash, Galaxy Flight 203, back
yes.
in January of 1985, 35 years ago this month. So we talk on Facebook
yeah.
every now and then. You said call in, so here I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was hoping. What that was, I'll explain, Johnny. I was doing a series of predictions for Reno Gazette. Paper, which I have proof, and I said there'd be a major plane crash in Reno, which there never was ever, and that someone would survive. And unfortunately, it wasn't her dad because she had a dream that she wouldn't see her father again. And it wasn't until 25, 30 years later, I found out that it was George Lamson. And they were doing
yes,
a documentary.
Junior.
Yeah, and they were doing a documentary, and they wanted me to be part of it at that time. So George and I became very good friends. And you need to know this, okay? Rachel, you need to know this. This is very important.
Okay.
Where George and his father, this is a gambling flight. Where George and his father, it was a gambling flight for gamblers.
Right.
Are you... Okay, but with
He's
George
a gambling
and his
flight, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
G for gambling.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
yeah.
Where George and his father were going to sit, some guys came up to him and bullied him and said, "We want these seats. We want these seats. We want these seats." So the father, rather than making a ruckus, moved. Okay.
Oh
now,
my goodness,
moved,
I did not know
yes,
that.
You didn't. I found this out from George. Now, they moved to a different side of the plane. And where George ended up living when the plane crashed, and he ended up outside, right on the, you know,
right.
tarmac.
They landed on the tarmac. He and his dad were thrown through a
right.
hole in the plane. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I think his dad died first. He lived for a bit. I'm not sure. And
he lived for about, I think he lived 7 or 8 days. The pilot lived and then for a little bit died, and then George's dad lived for like a week and then died, and then, of course, George was the sole survivor, and I did see the documentary. I'm from Minnesota, so that's where my family's from. So I live in Phoenix now, but yeah.
He, I just wanted to know about that other two people. We don't know who they are, but they changed seats with him at the last moment.
Wow. Well, my dad's brother was supposed to be on that flight, and at the very last second he had to cancel, so they actually gave his ticket, because back then you could do this, they gave his ticket to some dear friends of my father. Their daughter had never been on a plane, and she wanted to go gambling. It was her 21st birthday. No, she was 23.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never been to Reno, and so she ended up taking that ticket. So Tamara Morris, and she passed away with my dad.
Oh,
my dad was
way
in the back of the plane. So from what I understand, and it's been a long time, but I think George and his father, they were like in row 3. So.
I don't know, but, you know, he'd welcome you calling him. He is listed, I believe. If not, I can get the number.
Yeah, and we're Facebook friends. We do chat on Facebook every now and then. So,
yeah,
but I've never actually talked to him on
struggles. Person. He struggles with this every day of his life.
I know he does.
And
I know.
He calls me, and we talk, and I talk him through it, And his thing is, why did I live? And I've told him 100 times.
Yeah, survivor's guilt. Yeah.
Survivor's guilt. Yeah, so it's been rough. Anyway, God bless you, and I'm sorry that it happened. And is there anything I can help you with now?
You know, I always have wanted to talk to you, and I never have. I don't really have too many questions. I guess probably my biggest question is, I'm coming back from a couple of car accidents, and surgery and whatnot, and we're in the process of renovating our house and putting it on the market so we can move back closer where my kids want to go to school. And I'm just wondering if you see all that going smoothly and us being back in Glendale by my sister, my disabled sister.
Okay, what city is that?
Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, Glendale, okay. Definitely going to sell the house right away. Fix
Yay.
It up a little bit more. It's going to be fine. Get the price you want or over. And yes, she will be able to move back to that area where she is, and you'd be fine.
Yay. Can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
She's disabled. She's being displaced from her apartment after 32 years. She's bedridden with cerebral palsy, and we're having quite a hard time finding her somewhere, and we were hoping we could find somewhere for us to stay with us. And it looks like it's going to be really difficult to do that. Do you see her getting somewhere that's like not a nursing home, somewhere that she's going to be happy and be independent?
Unfortunately, I do see a nursing home for a while, but it's okay because eventually that will give you enough time to, find a place. I mean, there's a housing crunch all over the place, and if you leave, there's no guarantee that you'll get another place to live. So it's rough, you know. But
yeah, the market here is crazy, crazy, and, you know, it's a everyone's building,
everywhere.
You know. Yeah, and so they're displacing her because they're going to build luxury apartments, and they're going to price her right out of the market, and it's really hard to find another apartment.
Okay. Y'all need to know the cause of this is Airbnb and VRBO. They have rented out every place under the sun, and we've let it go too far, and now Hawaii has shut it down to a point. And because the locals have no place to live. And we can make extra money with Airbnb. We can make extra money with VRBO. And so it's gotten to the point, and then, you know, who wants to buy a house and up at Tahoe? Who wants to buy a house and I have a neighbor on one side and a neighbor on another side of the party? I didn't buy a house for that. I bought a house for a nice, quiet area. And they have caused problems to the point of California starting to deny them, Hawaii starting to deny them. Pretty soon, I've noticed that they're going with 30-day rentals, so they're changing their theme, so who knows. But
wow.
I mean, this is what the cause of why there is no, you know, place
I
to
believe
rent.
It. Yeah, I absolutely believe
that's
it.
How
that's
how it
sad.
Started. It started. It started that way. So
I know my brother
down.
Lived in... I'm sorry. My brother lived in Hawaii, and they ended up having to move out because they just couldn't make it. It was just so expensive there.
It's ridiculous. It's to the point I sold my house. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like, who wants to, my husband's family is doing 3-4 jobs just to survive. Come on. You know, it's got to be a better way to live.
It's insanity. So are you in Tahoe full time?
No, I go up and back to Hawaii.
Oh, do you?
I still do, but not as often.
Right. Wow.
Because I can't handle the traffic.
Oh, I bet. It's crazy.
It's like you have to time everything. Like you can't leave till 10 o'clock in the morning and traffic. It's got to be back by 3, and it's like insane. Now they're starting out Neva.
Yeah.
Out Neva and all the way out there, they're trying to build homes and housing and workplaces. So that's what's going on.
Wow.
But it's going to take a while. But anyway, thank you so much for calling, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking, and I'm glad I finally got to talk to you after all these years.
Thank you. And
you
God
take
bless,
care.
Okay?
God
bye
bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you to all the callers. But do you know what I found so interesting tonight is that you, Dale, got a lot of callers from your old stomping ground where you grew up, New Jersey, New York area. Did you notice
that?
Yeah,
really? Yes, I did notice that. Isn't that normal?
No, it's not normal that we have like a bunch of callers from one area, is it, Johnny? That is interesting, because you were saying you're a magnet, like I was saying you're a magnet, but you said, they come to me. And it's some kind of force of nature, which I find so interesting.
Well, it could be, because I just got off the phone talking to my cousin from upstate Jersey, and she has one of these voices, like, excuse me, she's listening, Jackie. She'll go, hello, how are you? She's from the Bronx. So after a while listening to her, I could get rid of my Becky Saxon for so long, but it's like, so what do you want? What do you want to do? You know, it just comes right back. And people from Becky, they pick up on it, especially when you have a cold.
Well, why do people act like it's so surprising to, like, oh, they've always wanted to talk to you, but they never have? Well, I mean, we're
They didn't have the guts. I mean, like I said, Barbara, I'm last chance. I mean, you know, when you call me, you're going to get the truth. So a lot of people don't want to hear it, so they call everybody else that tells them what they don't want to hear. I mean, what they want to hear, and it doesn't come true. And then eventually they end up calling me. And I have this saying in Hawaii, call before, not after.
But this is a very interesting point, though, because I don't like phone calls very much. And just to actually pick up that phone and dial that number, you have to go through so many hoops, whatever your little problem with talking to a person is, you have to go through that. So, well, there's another option. Go connect with Dale on her Facebook page and then warm up to her and then dial the number.
It's better to text me because on the I only check Facebook a couple of times a week. I just started to check it a little more often. I get very frustrated because I don't really know how it works. So I have messages from 2017 and 18. I want to read it and then go, where was that? You know, like, I get real confused with that.
I know.
But if they text me, it's a lot better.
Because there's so many people, and you have to weed them all out. But texting, okay. So try texting. If you can't actually dial the number and you think you're going to bug her or, you know, it's not the right time or you don't really want to know the truth, but you do or you don't and you do, just start out with a text. And that number, again, for Dale Shearer is 808-372-1816. And the spelling, correct spelling of Dale's name is D-A-Y-L-E-S-C-H-E-A-R. And so you can still find her on Facebook and social media. And you know what? While we were talking, I looked up on Amazon, And I have in my shopping cart, but before I push buy, Dare to Be Different. And you've written 5 books, but Dare to Be Different popped up. Is this, would you recommend this for me or like for everybody?
Yes, I would, but don't buy it. Do not buy it. What you do is, because you can't get it because my publisher is out of commission. You can get it from me. Just text me your address and I'll send you an autographed copy.
Okay. Thanks. Wow. Okay. I got a little perk here being on Life Left for Happiness. Thanks, Dale.
And Jonathan wants to read. I could. Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. God, you sound so happy. Do you have any input on the show?
No, it's great. It's a great show, you know. I mean, it's great to be here. I think that this has been great to have everybody here and everybody calling in and all. I like that.
Oh, yeah. And she broke the record with people lining up to call for a psychic. You broke the record, which is very cool.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you,
when
they did know I was going to be on, there would be an hour wait on the line when I had a radio station before I walked in. So we can get it to that point if you want.
Oh, well,
mm-hmm.
We almost are there, I think. There's probably a lot of callers that weren't able to get through. So, again, you know how to reach down now. And, wow, what a fabulous
show. Yeah, and
then
if you
want to
do it, are we going to do it next week or do you know?
Sure.
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about what actual day works best for everybody. But, of course, I would love to have you back. Right, Johnny?
We would, yes.
Johnny.
Yes, we would.
Johnny sounds so excited.
Is the sound not working good? Or?
No, it's wonderful.
I can hear in his voice. He's pretty excited. He's
absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Whatever you've been doing technically is really perfect, so it's cool.
It's great.
Okay, are you ready
for the... Yes, I'm doing the shout out now, everybody. Okay.
Okay, thank you
okay.
so much, Barbara. Thank you.
Well,
so,
don't
tell me Friday
yet.
The time and we'll figure this
don't
out, okay? If you let them know ahead of time, they'll be lined up to call.
Well, we did and they were, so this was successful and we're glad that we were able to get so many callers on, and thank you. I know this takes a lot of energy. It can be draining to do that many readings, so we appreciate it. No?
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you for adding to what explaining. I love the explanation. It was wonderful. It's just wonderful.
Well, it's
thank
fun.
You.
I'm so glad you do like it because that makes it fun for everybody and me, especially to where, you know, I'm listening here and I'm in tune, you know, I really am. And I've been doing it a long time, so
calls,
I feel like I really am.
There were some calls that even blew me away, so it's kind of neat. Anyway, you guys have a good time, and I'm going to wish you
very
a good
time. Oh, Dale, hold on the line. I'm doing the, I'm ending the show. Okay, so listeners, if you got here late or you want to listen to it again or hear your voice, you can find us on YouTube at Life, Laughter, Happiness on our YouTube channel. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. We appreciate the support. And you can also find us on Twitter and Instagram. We post all the time, very fun little things that have happened throughout our day. So please join us and connect. And we would love to hear any questions or comments. We'll be glad to direct you with any thing that you need. If you have a problem, come to us.
Barbara, you should also add you accept donations.
I mean, any kind of support. Thank you. We're going to get that in the works too because you know what? If you help us, we can help you. We can better serve the world with all of your support. So thanks. Dan.
One person at a time. That's all it takes. Just one person at a time. If you help one
person,
it's
all worth it.
You've helped a world full of souls because they will help
that's
other
what I've
people.
Always said. Thank you.
See that?
It's so true. So thank you so much, Dale. We look forward to talking to you next week and having an abundance of callers to help. And
I'm
we
excited.
Will be posting it.
If you promote it a day or two ahead of time, they'll start lining up. And then you get a following, and it's great.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful. And we're going to
brush up on what's happening in New York, because I'm getting too many New York calls, so I better keep myself informed with what's happening there.
And see how that works? Right. Like, you got inspired tonight, didn't you, Dale? You got inspired.
Yes, because I have all my relatives who are in Jersey or New York as well.
That's awesome, because it's not just one-sided. We're not just, like, sucking you dry and wanting from you. We're giving you something, too. You're inspired. Now, you know, you're going to have a skip in your step tomorrow, probably. And that's totally cool.
Thanks, Barb. Thank you, Johnny. I really appreciate it. You were great, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Do the shout-out.
Okay, aloha, guys. I'm going to go eat now. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everyone.